Okay. Hello. So we thought we'd do an introduction. We've got 2 minutes at this bit. So I'm Laura. If you didn't know, there's lots of new faces actually that, because I always think, why do I get up at the front and go, I'm Laura? Because I thought, you know, I'm Laura. But actually, there's quite a lot of you who don't know that I'm Laura. So I'm the debt centre manager. Started when Kat was a baby. So 2012, we've been running the Kat Centre. Was a debt coach for 5 years. And then, as you know, Helen has resigned. So if you can keep Helen in your prayers, she's got family stuff going on. I'm sure you all know that her mum died. I think it was the third. Keep Helen in your thoughts, because I know that she's struggling at the moment and she's missing us. And I think we as a CAP team are missing her. So we're going to... Ali, we're going to play a video. Do you want to introduce yourself first?
Is this one on? Yeah. So I'm Ali, and I'm the Life Skills Manager, and I run Life Skills, which is an 8-week course where we eat together, we do a bit on money, we do a bit on budgeting, we do some stuff on cooking, we do some stuff on organising your shopping and cooking healthy meals and being a bit healthier, both in food and exercise, mood, and a little bit on relationships as well. So it's 8 weeks of getting together, learning a bit, going away, trying a bit, coming back again, and having a lot of fun together. And people build a lot of great relationships with each other and generally want to come back again and again and again.
Yeah.
And it's up to them, the pace that they make change at. Some people come, they're quite organised already, and they've got one thing in their mind that they want to work on. And other people come and they've got no idea. They just come to get out of the four walls, and they'll benefit from it whichever end of that spectrum they're at. So.
Yeah. If you can play the video now, this is Stuart, who's a debt client. So you can play it now. Thank you.
So this is Paul. And Paul's been on Life Skills a couple of times now. And so I'm going to run through some questions. I haven't sprung them on him. He does know. But he'll just chat away and you can listen to the story, because not everybody's seen you, but people don't know anything more about you from behind the scenes, do they really? So, can you remember what made you sign up for Life Skills in the first place?
Yeah, my dietitian, Maggie, she signed me up, and I went to see Ali, and I was nervous.
And what was it like that first week? Can you remember what it was like and what we were doing?
Okay, cooking, and I wouldn't talk to nobody.
So it was quite, it was a fantastic week for him to come on, actually. It was on week 5, and so he was referred to me and had some spaces mid-course. And Peter, who's here, and his wife were on one pan. We were making spaghetti carbonara, and Paul was on the other. And it was just fab, because I never saw this totally nervous, shy person, because I just gave him a job. And because you had a pan and a wooden spoon to hide behind, you did absolutely fine right from the first week, didn't you? But so what do you remember about that first course? What was it like coming? How did you feel by the end of it?
Brilliant. I made loads of new friends, and Ali was a star.
And then after the course finished, there was a coffee afternoon with Sally Ben. So can you tell us a bit about that afternoon?
Well, I know what you were going through, because I lost my partner and that with cancer. So she, when she told me her story, I felt for her and that. So that's it.
And she talked about labels that people had put on her in the past, didn't she? And then how did you feel when she spoke about those labels that had been put on her in the past?
Well, it was awful, wasn't it? Because I've been through it as well as her.
Paul made a bit of a response when she said, you know, Jesus has helped me. Would you like the same help? And you said yes on that first occasion. And actually, as a funny story, I was most nervous about sharing the gospel with that group, because I'd got this newbie that hadn't been with us for 8 weeks. I was most nervous about putting it out there for Paul. And Paul was the person that put his hand up and responded to the gospel that day. And so then you came back on your second course, and you were a fully fledged member of the second course, weren't you? So do you want to tell them a bit about Life Skills and what sort of things we get up to, and the friendships that we develop?
What's your,
not everything about it, really, because you've got friends and you have a laugh, you play a gig, you do a quiz and you learn about money and stuff like that.
Okay, and then after the second course, we sent you away. Tell us about where we sent you and what happened there.
I went to Abbot Hall, Grangeover Sands, and I was nervous when I got there, but I met new friends, and when I was prayed for, and when I prayed, everything lifted off me, and I felt really good about myself.
Because you'd had a few things that happened in the past, and you'd not forgiven anybody about it, and you were quite definite that you weren't ever going to forgive anybody, weren't you? And so, what was the difference after the discovery break?
Well, I just felt better. Everything was lifted off me. I forgive everybody. And I felt that I'm not going backwards. I'm going forwards. So, and that's what I've done.
So how's life different between before you met us and now?
100% better. Because I've come here as well. I've met new friends here. And you've all made me welcome. And that's all. I'm just changed, and I've asked John about being baptised. So, and I really feel proud of myself. And Andy and Ellen and that, and Sharon, she is brilliant as well.
And Andy bought him a Bible, so you're going to their life group, aren't you, and getting stuck into God's word. And your ambition now?
Just to go back to life skills, and I've asked Sally if I can train to be a volunteer.
What would you like to say to all these lovely people here, the ones that support CAP already?
Thank you very much for what you've done. You've made me welcome, and I can't thank you enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That was excellent, really inspiring. So, Paulie's life skills. I had a debt client this morning at Christchurch called Sharon, and I did ask her to come today, but she's actually quite poorly. She was coughing. I don't know if anyone was there. But she sent me a message. Let me just quickly, before Phil comes up, just read this message out to you. She's put, I said, please, will you come to this afternoon? She's put, oh, thank you. My cough's not getting better. I think I'm going to go to Lee Walking Centre. P.S. I'm so glad I did it. It's given me hope and trust again in God. Bless you. So that's it. Fab. So we're going to listen to Phil now, who's going to come up and talk about, is it three or four? The four B's. How many bees?
Bees.
The four bees.
The four bees.
They're like vision of SVC and how it can tie in with the work of CAP.
I'm going to be a beekeeper when I grow up. No, I've been boring people about this. No, actually, it was absolutely brilliant this morning at Pennington. Sharon was just lovely. And just when she said about life has started again for her, it's, you know, that new life that she had both practically and then understanding that she was loved. And that's Paul's testimony now that lives changed. This is a wonderful mission. Now, you can't get a... That way. You can't get a CAP speaker from Bradford to come, so you got me. But I've been boring some of the leaders and people to death about this thing that when I sat back and looked at how CAP works with church, with sports for this church... And I think it's really encouraging. And I want to make the point, if you just put the slide up, I'm in the way, make the point that everybody is part of what CAP's doing here. Right? I'll have to dodge about a bit. Now, okay, I've put these up. My little arrows have disappeared. Oh, right, okay. There you go. The one that should be up there should have little arrows going in between one, going this way around. Okay, not appearing, are they? Some of you haven't done the graphics on the download, but they were there because I printed it out. Right, so imagine arrows going, blessed to belong to believe to become, and back up to bless. And I'll explain what we mean by these things and to say that it's everybody's mission that CAP's doing. We see Ali and Laura up front and the other workers and people that go on volunteers, but it's a whole church mission. So I say bless. It's easy to remember things in B's. It's blessed in my straightforward mind. You can hopefully go away with that. But to bless, to bring divine flavour. Blessed has got lots of different definitions and applications, but to bring divine flavour. So Paul writes in Corinthians, "When I am with those who are weak, I share in their weakness, for I want to bring the weak to Christ. Yes, to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and to share in its blessings." So we just know that, that the cap work just shows God's love. It takes God's love to people who are in a real, you know, struggling places. You know, the cap debt work, we've got cap money courses that we've run, the life skills work. Also, as a church as well, so we have a community fund that helps people in emergency situations. There's lots of stuff goes on where individuals just bring blessings and show God's love in practical ways to the community that's around us. So, you know, we spend time. It's an important thing of who we are as a church, because we decided to engage particularly, not with comfortable groups, but with people that are struggling, you know, and we're open to them. And that, it actually informs how we are as a church. So to bless people. Now, it's our great hope. And again, what I'm talking about, it's not some clever scheme to get people into church. I think this is just who we are as God's people. And this is just what comes together when you step back and look at it. Hey, Father, hey, well done, Dad. Well done, he's found a felt tip from somewhere. Okay, right. So, so obviously we build community links because that's who we are as a church. Now, the step on from that, of course, is to get people to engage with us more fully. So as we're doing this blessing work, we have CAP socials, we have church walks, we invite people, we get people to engage with them to come along. And particularly life skills is got an advantage over the debt work anyway, because it actually starts building a community. It actually gets a little community group, and then perhaps one or two of them come to church or come to some event, they go back and tell the rest of the life skills group. So, you know, it starts building community links that we have with things. But then Laura gets masses of people to come along to socials and parties and things, and we just make relationships with them. And people start to belong. And one of the ways that we do church is to become somewhere that's easy to belong to. You know, by the welcome that we do, by the time we spend just eating together before a service. You know, to make people easy to get to know us. And the kids work. The kids work is really important to this, because the kids start to belong often before the adults do. The kids are saying as they're going home, "Mom, can we come back next week?" You know, they like the welcome. And so many people have come along and said, this is lovely. I feel it's so easy to be here. I feel so welcome. And it's now and again, people will come the first week and they're volunteering to wash up at the back because it's family. It's like a family atmosphere that's easy to be part of. And that is, don't dismiss how important that is. And just to reinforce, I'm saying this is everybody's role in church. It's not just the CAP work going on. This is everybody's role, because CAP isn't just about helping people practically and being debt-free. It's about them coming to know Jesus Christ, because that's the biggest change, the biggest blessing that their life can know. So the CAP socials, the graduate groups that Life Skills is going to do, and the Life Explored is like a beginning time that extends that community to Life Explored work. And that's important in the next step, in belief. You know, bless, belong, believe. People that get a chance to hear the gospel, to see the gospel working out and changing their lives. And so we put on a Life Explored group for people that aren't quite there yet. Or we have visiting speakers that come to a life group, or visiting speakers that come to a CAP event, or we get discovery breaks where Holly went to and found her faith. Yay! You know, so we have chances to explain the gospel and for people to respond, touched by the Holy Spirit, that they know that they are God's child again. You know, they actually know that. So important. And there's a lot of one-to-one evangelism, a lot of people just spending time explaining, saying how, testifying how their lives have changed. And the way we do church, obviously, just the worship, we try to be not things that they're not used to. We're particularly aware that we may have many more unchurched people than a traditional building may have. So we adjust how we do things, try to explain funny language, and if we use it, you know, we apologise, but say, well, we can't find a different word. So, yeah, we really try hard on that to explain. So, bless people. Find that they belong. And hallelujah when they come to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then to become. Again, to become like Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:10 says, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. Okay, we have a fancy church word called sanctification. That's becoming like Jesus. Okay, and that's what all these things. So again, that's important, you know. So, and we need to get stronger at that. You know, people can put their hand up and say, "Yes, God loves me. I give my life to Christ." But then it's not an easy, that's not the end of the journey, you know, because God wants you to grow to know Him through prayer, through Bible study, through listening to joining a life group. You know, please, you know, if you want to grow, life groups are really good. Get, you know, form an informal group some other time when it suits you, but get together, pray together like Jude's been organizing. You know, spend time with our Lord. When you spend time with someone, you get to know and to think like them. But you get to see the world like they think because you spend quality time with someone that you admire in our Lord Jesus Christ. So really important, the becoming part of it. So just getting loads and loads of people coming to events and putting their hands up, accepting salvation in God. We need to see people growing and committing ourselves to grow. And that's a together thing. Ephesians chapter 2. Together we are His house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ Himself. We are carefully joined together in Him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. And through Him, you Gentiles also are made part of this dwelling where God lives by His Spirit. So it's important that people come to faith, that they believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, and then they become like Jesus. And the church has a role in that. We all have a role in building each other up together in faith. So that's where CAP fits in, because CAP is all the way through that, all the way through the journey. Because when it comes to us becoming Christ-like, well, if you know Jesus, you want to love like Jesus, so you put your hand up and join a CAP team to help out, or you go out on a visit with Laura, or you be a supporter, and you pray for CAP, because it's going to change more lives. You know, I know Bradford wants us, and we do, and we should support Bradford nationally. There's probably got some forms that you'll talk about that. But, you know, to support here with your time and your effort to become. So just remember that. Bless, belong, believe, become. And just a question, where are you now? Are you still just in the exploring stage? Have you just come because you've been blessed? Are you starting to feel like you belong here, which is great? You know, if you've made that step of faith and God's called you into His kingdom, that you're a believer, don't stop there. And if you're a becomer, if you're steadily becoming like Jesus Christ more and more, then get ready to get involved in seeing this again, because you can help more people join the circle. You know, and it's all about Jesus. Yeah, this isn't a scheme. Jesus is at the center of all this. This is what He wants us to be as a church. He wants you to be as a person, growing, following that through, being part of that blessing that brings people to faith in Jesus Christ. So it's not a scheme, it's a journey for a church, it's a journey for us all, it's a journey for individuals to grow and grow. And CAP's just this wonderful ministry that fits the type of church that we are, to reach out and bless people. So please be part of it. So I just want to pray for the CAP team. No, you've got to pray afterwards. I just feel like I'm going to pray. But you've got to pray later. But anyway, Ali and Laura are going to tell you how you can help immediately. Praise God.
So, financially, you can give two ways to help the CAP work. There are two different ways of giving. There's one that's called a life changer. So all of the stuff that goes on in Bradford, they have an enormous mill up there with with, there's about 350 staff, isn't there? When Laura does a fact find visit and she sends a client's paperwork away to Bradford, they negotiate with that client's creditors. They do all of that for us. Laura or I don't do any sitting down with the numbers. And we pay into that work from our monthly fee that we pay towards CAP, but it's about a third of the actual cost of what it costs them a month to keep those services going. And then you saw John Kirby on the video at the end with the green stripe underneath. He's our amazing, amazing, humble leader. He's just an inspiration. And Laura and I have access to a manager and conferences that John speaks at, and they just keep us equipped and ready to do the work. And sometimes listening to story after story after story of poverty, it can drag you right down. And whenever we come back from Bradford, we're ready to go again, aren't we? So I wholeheartedly ask you to consider supporting Bradford financially, to support the national work financially. And the other thing that they do is that when somebody rings that 0800 number, and says, I'm in a mess, please will you help me? There's only about 60% of the country where they can say, yes, we've got somebody in your area. So sometimes when you hear our stories of our CAP clients that are out and about across this congregation, sometimes people take 2 or 3 months of being in a real financial mess before they pick up the phone and make that call and say, can you help me? And sometimes they have to say, we're really sorry we don't have anybody in your area. And so if you pay into that life change a bit, you will help the wider work to spread and to carry on so that we can help more people across the country. So that's one way. Or the other way is to give locally. We have a little charity called SVC Community Plus that Laura and I actually work for directly, and our wages are paid locally, and the cost of the CAP clients send in people on discovery breaks, like Paul went on and Holly's been on, and I think you've been on one, Tina, haven't you? Oh, never? We'd have missed a trick there, didn't we? And oh, you did nominate her. She didn't get accepted. And Peter's been on one. And so locally, that's paid for by you guys that already support us. So please think about supporting CAP nationally or locally, or putting an extra 50p on a month or whatever it might be. I have no shame in asking for money because it enables the work, the amazing work to be done. And then for me, practically at the moment, I've got a lot of good volunteers coming to Life Skills each week. But this term, I just might be short a couple of weeks because we're starting a new graduate group because people keep coming back for the community. So I've got a new group starting and I just might need one or two more people to come on the odd Friday. So I'm not looking for every week. I'm just looking for once or twice when maybe Andy's working and Sharon's working at the same time. So I'll let people know what the dates are. But if you could say to me, oh yeah, I possibly could be on call, Ali, then that would just make, I could just see whether I've got people to cover that week.
Thank you. I'll be really quick because I know that we're quite over. I wrote down here just before when I was preparing this, I've put netball and six-year gen. And I think that means I was watching the netball just before we came out. And I play netball, I'm goal shooter. But without my team, we would be rubbish. I wouldn't be able to do it. And that's how I look at CAP. I'm the goal shooter, Ali. You know, you can be the centre. And then we've got back, you know, and we are a team. And it's, you know, it's the support and the volunteers. And I know that we ask all the time, but there might be someone here who might want to come maybe on a visit with me. I go on, see 3 clients a month and they have 3 visits. So, and I need to take someone with me on every visit. So if you do want to come on a visit with me, come and see me. And then, yeah, 6 years. We've been going 6.5 years and I just thought, wow, as a church, that's 6 years of generosity, 6 years of prayer and support, and that's just awesome. And so we do these CAP Sundays just to say thank you. You know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do without you guys. So thank you so much. And finally, I think, Barry, were you all right just closing our little CAP Sunday in prayer, please? You've got 45 seconds. No, I'm joking. You look very smart today.
I've been out. I don't normally dress like this. I'm incognito. Right. This is a time where we bow our heads and we come before God in prayer. Heavenly Father, you tell us in your word that faith without deeds is dead. And we thank you for the deeds that you're doing through this wonderful work of CAP. Through these lovely people that are doing your work on the front, the battlefront for you. Just thank you for all those people that are involved in our church. And we just pray, Lord, for the vision that you've given us, that you will make this work your work. Not our work, your work. And that we will see the blessings that you put into people's lives. Some are here today. And we thank you, Lord, that you have done that through these workers. So, Lord, just ask that you provide for the needs of CAP, for our local CAP, and that it will grow and people will feel the benefit of it, Lord. We do this to your glory, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much.